Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everyone. We're back to talk about the final film in the Saw trilogy, in the original Saw trilogy that came out. You know what I mean?
How many more trilogies are there? We don't know. Dozens, maybe. I don't know. Are these part of a Twisted Pictures cinematic universe?
Oh, my God.
We've never even talked about how this is produced by Twisted Pictures. And there's a nail, and there's barbed wire. Oh, my God.
It winds right up.
There's always like a new metal song in the closing credits. We don't mention these.
I love all of it.
I didn't mention Shawnee Smith's poodle mullet haircut in the last movie. The Joan Jett look is not for you, girl.
Wow.
All I'm saying. Anyway, this is the most extreme and rudest one yet.
It seems that way, doesn't it? What I like about these also is I'm discovering new things about the characters and the world as the movies progress, which I guess is how movies work in a lot of ways. Because I know a lot of people will get comments like, actually, you mentioned how Jigsaw, he did slow his heart. Like when he was on the floor, he did slow his heart. He used a special drug.
Yeah, we know now. Yeah. We know now. Yeah.
We've seen this movie too now. Now we know everything about this Saw trilogy.
That's right. Yeah. But anyway, ruder than ever. Somebody drops the C-bomb.
Oh, my God.
My favorite thing about that is I was like, oh, that's cute. Americans saying it like it has any meaning at all anymore. That's adorbs.
Well, you know, in 2006, maybe it did more so. You know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Leave a like if you could. But I want to talk about...
Leave a like if you love the C-bomb and dropping it in a casual conversation. Yeah.
So this one, again, sees Leigh Whannell return as long as James Wan to write.
Ah.
They didn't work on the ones after this. And, of course, Leigh Whannell also makes an appearance as the character he played in the first movie.
Yeah.
John or Josh or Job or Jeff.
Adam?
Adam.
And Adam.
Adam, yes.
Unless the other guy was Adam.
No, okay. I think they're both Adam.
Oh, my God.
People will let us
and
know
he was like,
not.
It was like there's been too much confusion in the Saw universe and all the fan forums, so we need to definitively fix this by putting a plastic bag over my head and then bashing me on the side of a bath or whatever.
Makes sense to me. Now, a lot of people also demanded that, look, we haven't done any Saw trivia leading up, so I'm going to do a little bit at the end. I've done a bit of rummaging around. Uh-huh. There was a Saw convention in 2006. That I want to talk about as well. Bit of a disaster, if you don't mind me saying so.
Why is that?
Well, we'll get to it.
Deadly traps?
In a way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Also, what's interesting I learned is that sort of prior to the premieres of all the Saw movies, the Saw fans get together and they do a blood drive. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very, very nice of them.
Is it rusty nails? And
Yeah, it's unusable, the blood. It's no good. You don't want it.
Okay, cool. Good stuff.
So what do you think of this third one?
It's better than two. I think it does a good job of kind of fleshing out some scenarios, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also a mile a minute in terms of scenarios, especially like the first 15 minutes, just like bang, look at all these scenarios unfolding.
Yeah,
look at them all happen. But I still don't think it has the strength of the first movie. What about you?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I think, and this is part of the arc of this movie, is that Amanda, who is Jigsaw's protege.
Yes.
She's making the traps now.
She's making the traps now.
But. They're not, the police know that it's not the original Jigsaw because Jigsaw's traps... apparently, you can escape them. And these new ones are inescapable. Are they? Here's the major issue. I've written notes for this episode. And the arc that I've gone in this series is one, you know, Jigsaw, very spooky character, you know, very quick-witted, you know, criminal genius. He wants to teach people a lesson and all this sort of stuff.
Does he?
But what I've realized is that I've gone from like being scared of Jigsaw and being angry at Jigsaw to just being annoyed at him. Like I'm annoyed.
Because he's weird and pedantic and his rules don't make sense.
James, he is. Mm. I've come to the realization he is the ultimate boomer. And I know Jay, and the folks out there, I know hashtag not all boomers.
Sure.
But the thing about him is he does the ultimate boomer move, which is say something that's objectively wrong and then leave before you can correct him on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Which is, it's ultimately, it's all of these traps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so a big part of this movie is that Jeff, or as I'm going to refer to him as Robert the Bruce from Braveheart, he doesn't appreciate, he hasn't moved on from his son being killed,
yes.
right? And so he needs to get all these people out of these traps or let them die who were involved in the release of his son's killer, or Jigsaw will kill the rest of his family. Mm. What?
Yeah.
What?
And it's also, he's being tested and his family are being threatened because he was thinking about past traumas.
Yeah.
What is this, the thought police? But I mean, but all of these are like, it's kind of the revelation at the end of this movie is that he doesn't want Amanda to carry on his work because she's a murderer. And he doesn't approve of murderers. And it's like, but you're a murderer. And he's like, no.
I create scenarios.
And it's like, but I mean, in order to escape these scenarios, you have to, we have to literally be inside your mind to understand
the machinations.
The machinations and the twists and logic. So no, you're still a murderer. No, what I do is different. No, it's not different. Oh, he's dead. Classic boomer move.
Classic boomer
saying.
Move. And what's crazy is he's like, hey, your son, you're sad about your son and you drink too much. So you're going to get a lot of traps coming your way, right? They're coming hot and fast. One cold and fast.
Mm.
But with Amanda, he's like, you're murdering people. I'm going to give you a few chances. I'm going to see if you stop murdering people. No, that's actually the perfect time for a scenario. Like a proper old school scenario. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly
but
what
it's
you
like,
mean,
how many chances you want to give this bird? She's fucking lost it, mate. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you expect the return of Donald Wahlberg?
I mean, I did because you mentioned it last week.
Okay, sure, yeah.
So I guess in a way I did.
Apparently, though, he didn't learn enough, which is why he ended up in the trap. But at the same time, I was really impressed how he broke his foot to escape. He could have sped run Saw 1. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That dude's got the cheat code.
Yeah,
he's just fucking out of there,
that's
mate.
That's true. Now that I think about it, yeah, absolutely. Because the first one's 90 minutes of people being like, how do I get... I can't cut my foot off. What do I do? And this guy's just bash your foot. Just bash your foot into a soup and just slide it right out.
Then try to walk on it later.
Yeah. Motivation is
important.
That's
insane. So some of the situations. Mm-hmm. What are we going with again?
Yeah, situations.
Situations is they're pretty inventive. One is a guy, a judge who let his killer off drowning in pig guts. There's a woman who's being frozen, and he's supposed to save them or not save them. It doesn't
well,
seem
the
to
thing.
Matter.
So his test in this is as opposed to him being caught in a trap.
Do we forgive?
Yeah. Do we forgive? Does he let the other people out of the trap? And he decides that he's going to do that at the second one. So, like, if he'd gotten all three out, wouldn't that be a four-man task force to beat up Jigsaw afterwards? Like, it would undo all his good work.
I guess, but that guy also, by the time he
just... They just beat Amanda down and beat her up.
What's also kind of frustrating is, by the time he kind of figures out, they're like, yeah, I'm going to let these people go, he's just not quick enough. Like, he's contemplating for too long, and by the time he learns a lesson to not hold hate in his heart, they're already dead. Do you know what I mean? Like, these traps are so precise that if he has to reach through to grab a key and there's frozen bars, it's like the length of his arm, so he can just get it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't give him enough time to think about it, maybe kind of piece some things together in his mind, come to some kind of conclusion about forgiveness and moving on. But it's like, nah, clock's ticking. This guy's head's about to twist right off. You better fucking move, mate.
I don't know if you know this, Jigsaw, but you're providing a little too much pressure for clear thinking in these situations. Okay, boomer.
Got him. And scenarios like, hey, you know your dead son who you can't get over? Burn all his toys. Why? That's right? Mean. Why are you so mean?
Just
let him keep them.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it matter to you whether he keeps them? What's wrong with you?
Right.
This guy's the worst. And the other thing is, you know the judge that he does rescue from pig guts?
Yes.
Which is, that's a whole horrific scenario, that one in itself. But the judge is like, for the last guy who's twisting, he's like, do something. You got to do something. You do something. You're a two-man team, mate.
Right?
It's just...
The ultimate buddy cops duo. Terrific. What I also liked is that throughout the course of his traps, he gathers the pieces to kill Amanda, the person, you know, responsible for shooting his wife.
Yeah.
Because Jigsaw knew that right at the end, Amanda would shoot his wife. and then he would shoot Amanda.
Yeah.
What if they both missed? Just stand, because he's got one bullet.
He's got one bullet.
He misses,
yeah.
And he's like, well, this is awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you can hit me with a brick or something.
Sure, yeah.
If you want. To be fair, I think there is some good stuff in this movie, because it is entertaining. Like,
yeah,
it's nonsense,
sure.
But it's entertaining. So there is a brain surgery sequence that we see almost in entirety.
I've written here the actual surgery is the most gross thing in this movie.
Yeah. Well, apparently the reason it was able to even be in this film is because it's medically accurate.
Ah, so otherwise it'd be too gross.
I guess,
interesting.
Yeah.
Because
you can Google something like this on YouTube.
Because I feel like it's fairly unlikely I'd be caught in a...
Ben, don't put that in.
Yeah. I feel it's fairly unlikely I'd be caught in a Saw-style death trap. But it is very likely that watching all of these movies would cause me to have some sort of brain problem that requires my skull to be removed. So...
yeah, absolutely. Know. Did you enjoy the revelation that Amanda did put the key in the thing in the bath and the whatever and the setting up the little Saw room from Saw 1?
I guess so, but it didn't really explain what she was supposed to do with that key.
Mm.
Because
you either give it to him and he gets out, or you put it in the bath so it goes down the sink so he doesn't get out.
Yeah. Was she supposed to do a third thing? Was she supposed to be like, oh, God, I'm supposed to put it behind his eye. I was supposed to, oh, I forgot. Oh, no, that's like an extra couple of hours. Oh, he's looking at me.
Oh, he's already lying on the floor.
Oh, jeez. Oh, he's gonna wonder why I haven't closed the door and said game over yet. Okay, I'll just chuck it on. Yeah, I think so. I think maybe she was given more explicit instructions she failed to follow through.
Yeah, you might be right. I also think, like, this movie also made me question, where's Jigsaw getting his money? Because I know everything looks like shit.
Yeah.
But there's money and time and things involved. You probably send a lot of emails. Might be the... Oh, yeah,
it's
Boomer.
It's investment.
Classic Boomer
it's
move.
It's investment properties, yeah.
Oh, my God, you're absolutely right.
Oh, in addition to all these trap building, he's also emailing all his tenants. He's like, you can't put paintings up. No, sorry, no. No, we can't. No, we can't rehypothecate the living room. No, this is
no, absolutely
much.
Not. Yeah.
We will raise your rent.
Oh, by the way, you have to leave by the end of the week because I'm negative gearing.
And by negative gearing, I'm turning this place into a Saw trap room. And then I'm going to let my son live in it. So,
yeah, absolutely. Oh, the worst.
You know what I also enjoyed? Another thing that I enjoyed is that it turns out, fun flashback, Jigsaw has a wife.
Yeah.
An age-appropriate wife.
Wow.
Seems in the form of Betsy Russell, although probably like 20 years difference.
Wow, that's
Hollywood.
How it works, isn't
Hollywood,
it?
Isn't
you know
it?
What I mean?
And
yeah.
I haven't seen the next one.
Yeah.
So it is very possible that one of the reasons he is a rampaging Saw maniac is because his wife was killed in an accident or whatever. But I'm willing to bet it's because he's insufferable.
I was going to say, I bet he just put her through a number of psychological tests. Maybe not physical, but he's constantly like, hey, guess what? I'll put the peanut butter on the back shelf. And if you love me, you'll reach up and you grab the peanut butter.
Exactly.
From the top. You'll stand on this rickety stool and you get me this jar of peanut butter.
Okay, I've installed new air conditioning and the test is you have to here's how it's operating. She's like, I know how air conditioning works. And he's like, No, y'all, let me show you how it works. Okay, there's an on button, you push the off. She's like, I know how air conditioning works.
I'm 20 years younger than you, I know.
You ever do that? Your parents are like, hey, can you look after my house, our house while we go on holiday?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, we'll show you how the door works. And
yeah.
I'm like, I know how a door works. And they're like, no, how this, you put the key
this,
in.
This
you,
particular door.
You put the key in and you turn the key. I know how a door works.
No, but this one, there's a little trick to it.
Oh, yeah. Is it, you turn the key.
Yeah, but it's like, but you got to, sometimes it might not turn immediately. So then you got to keep turning
God,
it.
God, I wish I was in a Saw trap right now.
In a way you are.
Yeah.
What a movie though.
Mm.
And in a way I've got some Saw trivia to go to.
Oh, in
go
a way
the,
you have some Saw trivia.
In a way, yeah, because people demand it. Now, we nearly did this as well as Saw 4 at the same time because those movies do run parallel.
Ah.
But if we come back to these movies, which we very well will.
What we'll do is we'll get this video
yep.
and we'll just overlay it on the top of the next video so they're running simultaneously.
Oh, perfect.
And that way we can just garble our way through the fourth one. We don't have to watch it, honestly.
I don't really want to. I think it's going to be a bit strange, though, because if we do come back to this, it could be a year or multiple years.
And we will have forgotten.
We'll be like, what? Who's what now? Donald Wahlberg.
Sure.
What happened to his foot? Just a wet sack of bones.
Does he have to wear a hairnet over that when he works at Wahlburgers? If indeed that is his job.
Sometimes it is.
All right.
Sometimes it is. The other thing is they borrowed one of the bathroom sets from this, from Scary Movie 4.
Huh.
Why not? Why not?
That's cool.
Makes sense. And of course, have you heard the story about SawCon?
No, tell me about SawCon.
I feel bad doing this.
Oh, no.
SawCon, these nuts. That's it. That was it.
There's great no stuff. Scorecard. We're definitely cutting this out.
I was hoping you would see that coming before I did it because I didn't want to do it.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Is this one of those 2006 things?
Potentially. It's a real boomer move if you not to get it though, if you don't mind me saying so. Anyways, this has been Saw 4.
3?
Yep. And we hope, look, people want us to come back to these, but we need to know. Do you know what I mean? Do you want us to do these?
Big Saw fans, did we do these justice? Yeah. Would you like to see more or less? Because we can delete these videos.
That's fine with me also. It's one of those things also where I know people have said, well, you did all 17 Transformers movies. Why don't you just push through? No. And by the time we do, Spiral would have passed. Nobody's watching this. People will be like, do a different thing. We'll just keep moving on. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool, great.
But if you do want to hint about next week, here it is.
Saw 4.
Oh, no.
Or something else. We don't know, what it is yet.
Exactly. And the other thing is, if you have a suggestion for anything you want us to look at, please let us know below. And we have a service called BigSandwich.co where early videos go up, including these ones, bonus movie commentaries, bonus podcasts, an early edition of our podcast, The Weekly Planet, if you do want to check it out. Thank you for playing this game with us. In a way, we've all been in a saunario together.
You better believe it.
Now I need a sauna just to...
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sawn, S-A-W-N-A.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It sort of works in a way.
It's steam, but the steam is acid or something.
Steam is acid or something. Yeah. I'd prefer a regular one, but it would probably end up being acid.
Yeah.
You got in a sauna. You like saunas too much. Now the sauna is acid. Oh, why?
You wanted to relax, but you can't relax in this world. That's your mistake. Is it? Is it my mistake?
You're not working hard enough. You're not in the property market. So now you must die. I hate Jigsaw. I hate him. There was a bit of empathy, and now it's just like, boo. The worst.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
All right, grab that gem, you guys.
We'll saw you next week.
Yeah, nice. Grab that gem, D's nuts.
Nice. You got everyone.
I figured it out.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.